right. Welcome to the Secular Foxhole Podcast. Today we have two returning guests. It's our pleasure to welcome Margaret Downey of the Freethought Society and Andrew Sedell of the Freedom From Religion Foundation. Both are here to discuss Thomas Paine's Celebration Day, which will be happening on June 8th of this year. Margaret, Andrew, welcome.
Thank you for having us.
Yes, thank you so much.
Well, it's our pleasure to have you. What can you tell us about the upcoming celebration? Both of your organizations are co-hosting. Are there others involved?
Yes, there are others involved. I love to get organizations behind a project. It really plays well with cooperation and enthusiasm as well as support. So we have involved the American Humanist Association and the Center for Inquiry, as well as the Thomas Paine National Historical Association. And they have co-sponsored with the Freedom From Religion Foundation, as Andrew is a member, and the Freethought Society, as I am the president.
That sounds great.
But I just have to say, too, I mean, Margaret has done everything for this, right? Like, she's done so much work to bring all these different groups together and spreading out the credit and the acclaim. But really, none of this would have been possible without all of her amazing hard work. She is one of those people who makes everybody else in the movement look great.
That's great to hear, Andrew. So you are the coordinator then, and Margaret. That's nice to see. I saw here that I've signed up for Celebrate the Freethought Legacy of Thomas Paine, June 8th, of the Center for Inquiry.org. Could you tell a little bit about that event?
Yes, we will begin, because it is an evening event. We will begin at 6:45 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time in the United States with an actual concert done by James Clue, who has taken Thomas Paine's poetry and created original songs. It's going to be fantastic. He'll be conducting that concert for about 15 minutes. And then the official program will start with a kickoff opening words from Congressman Jamie Raskin. And then we go into a presentation of the life of Thomas Paine told in five different voices, that being of Mandisa Thomas, Tom Flynn, and Andrew Sedell, and myself, and Gary Burton, and Melissa. We'll tell the very end of the story, which is really exciting. She's going to be our technical support, but I gave her a part because she really is going to be working hard to make all of this flow well. We hope that people will be interested and stay tuned, because we'll also have a short break right after Zenos Froudakis talks about the Tom Paine statue project. And that short break will include a performance by Dan Barker, who'll sing The World Is My Country. And then we'll come back with the audience and ask for toast to Thomas Paine's life and work, and answer any questions that anyone might have after the presentation of his exciting life. There's so many little stories to tell that are just incredible. And we're gonna reveal a lot of trivia about Thomas Paine.
Oh, okay.
I mean, it's going to be a really remarkable event. I'm excited for it. I mean, getting Representative Jamie Raskin, who managed the second impeachment of President Donald Trump, quoted Thomas Paine repeatedly while doing so, was reading Thomas Paine in the evenings as he was prepping for the impeachment. I mean, seeing that should be exciting enough. And then putting together this life of Thomas Paine, told by five different people, myself and Margaret included. I'm really excited. And again, you know, I didn't have, Margaret just did all this and said, "Hey, will you read this thing if I put it in front of you?" And I said, "Sure, yeah, I'll do that." I'm excited to. But I think it's going to be a really great event, and I would encourage everybody to sign up and attend.
So this will be on Zoom, or What is the?
Yes, it's a webinar style.
Yeah. Okay.
And so, you know, the audience will not be involved until we get to the question and answer portion. Okay. And Melissa has told us that she will be able to spotlight people as they ask questions and do their toasts. I'm not familiar with how all of these technical things work, but it's going to be a really lively presentation with many faces and many voices and entertainment, as well as it is a bring your own bottle event. So when we do our toasts, hopefully people will join in with either water or their beverage of their choice.
That's right. That's right. Okay.
I will be having a beverage of my choice. It will it will be a festive libation.
As I said before, it's International Tea Day today. And, you know, we talked about the historical event of Boston Tea Party. So I think that could be a good thing to celebrate in, but I could have another beverage of choice also, but tea is good.
Yes,
he loves tea.
You know, one of my favorite articles I ever read was I have to go see if I can dig it up, was about a scholar looked at the bills that the founding fathers paid when they were in Philadelphia doing the Constitutional Convention. So, you know, after they'd argue all day and debate all day, they'd retire to these public houses, and the amount of alcohol that these guys drank would blow you away. I'll see if I can go find it and send it along so you can post it in the show notes.
That'd be great. Andrew, I forgot to introduce you properly, if you will. Andrew is the constitutional attorney and director of strategic response at the Freedom From Religion Foundation. Now, tell me what that title means.
It's a completely made up title. I saw this need at FFRF and wrote up a memo about how I thought we could improve the organization if we sort of created this team that handled kind of rapid response and public education and partially discussing litigation, but also lobbying and dealing with bills and Congress and things like that. And I needed, as I was writing the memo, I just needed a name for the team and the various positions on it. And I was Googling, looking for things and saw it somewhere and stole it. And I said in there, you know, this is just a placeholder. Please don't keep it. And then of course, it's a good lesson for everybody because once you name something, that kind of is going to stick.
That's true.
Talking about titles, how did Thomas Paine call himself? You know, we have talked about Sons of Liberty and Daughters of Liberty and Founding Fathers. How would Thomas Paine call himself with the title?
He liked the terminology of patriot, and many people tried to give him names. Many have called him Father of the American Revolution. We call him in the Free Thought movement our hero, Thomas Paine.
Okay.
No, he really didn't have a particular desire. In fact, he used pen names throughout his career. So he would various pen names to write under. And fortunately, we've been what those pen names were so that he could get proper attribution for.
Yes, and recognition. I mean, we talked about that last time, about to think about it is in modern day. If he would have access to Twitter, for example, or a blog or a podcast, I mean, the volume of his literature that he did and the pamphlets and others, and with different, as you said, different names. Could you do a short summary and then Blair will continue with question about this great event and celebration?
Well, I just want to add too, I think one title he might have liked was not really a title, it was really citizen. You know, I mean, Margaret and I have talked about Thomas Paine many, many a day and into the evening. And, you know, the world is my country, to do good is my religion is one of my favorite quotes. And Margaret and I have traded many. And there are a lot of that involve just kind of revolve around just being human and being a part of the body politic and representative government that kind of could be summed up by citizen. And then, of course, you can get into his role in the French Revolution and posing some of the bloodshed. And anyway.
Yes.
Well, we just
go ahead. Go ahead, Margaret.
We consider him so advanced in his thinking for his time period, advocating for many things that did not come to fruition for centuries. You know, the women's rights and relief for the poor, pensions, the welfare system, public schools, so many things can be attributed to his first writings that we have found evidence that he thought of these things. He created the concept of the United Nations. It's just remarkable that a man in that time period would think of these things that are now commonplace.
What do each of you consider his seminal work?
I mean, that's such a hard such a hard question. Being a particular fan of American history, especially at the founding, being personally passionate about it, obviously common sense, I think, is crucial. But then that also tends to overlook the role that he played with writing The Crisis, which might have been even more common sense sort of galvanized everybody. And then writing The Crisis kind of cheered everybody up at a time when they needed it. But I remember reading Common Sense for the first time as in high school and reading the beginning of it where he says, you know, a long habit of not thinking a thing wrong gives it the superficial appearance of being right and raises at first a formidable outcry in defense of custom. But the tumult soon subsides. Time makes more converts than reason. I remember just being blown away by that at the time. He's like, whoa, that's amazing. And I still think that's still one of when Margaret and I were first talking about this, that was the quote that I said to her. That's the one that sticks with me.
Yeah. The first one you mentioned is so accurate, you know, that's timeless. It's universal.
Yeah.
In my personal opinion. Yeah. It's, what is the status of the statue or statue project?
Oh, we have come a long way. We are so excited. Our chosen sculptor is Zenos Froudakis. He is one of the top 25 sculptors in the world. And he came up with a beautiful maquette of the statue. That's a small version of his vision of a 7-foot high statue. And we were so thrilled with the design. We began our fundraising. And with the funds we've accumulated so far, he was able to go into step 2, which is the creation of a clay model of the 7-foot high statue. And he's going to be showing that on June the 8th. He's going to be in his studio listening to the webinar, and then we're going to switch to him, and he's going to show us what he's working on right then and there.
That's exciting, actually. Yeah, that's cool.
It's really remarkable to watch Zenos work, too. I've had the good fortune to see it on a few occasions, all virtually, unfortunately. Margaret is going to take me to the studio the next time I'm in Philadelphia, which will hopefully be sometime soon. Actually, I was giving a presentation to the Freethought Society, Margaret, and I don't know if you remember this, but Zenos attended and was working on a bust of Ruth Bader Ginsburg in clay as I was giving the presentation. And there were times where I was just so mesmerized watching Zenos that I sort of lost the thread of what I was saying, but I don't know that anybody else could tell because they weren't seeing exactly what I was seeing. Anyway, it should be a pretty amazing event, even just to be able to see that, let alone with Jamie Raskin and this sort of live action recreation of the life of Thomas Paine.
We talked about that last time. Also, do you want to share the plans when this project is ready to launch with the different statues where they will be placed and located, and so visitors can see it?
Yes, we are in the process of raising funds to get the statue further along. You know, it goes into a bronzing situation, and things change for statues according to where it's going to be located. So we have to be very adjustable with not only the budget, but even the design itself. We might even want to, if the property allows, we want to maybe add a desk, you know, of where he's been writing, where he just gets up from the desk with the quill in hand and the breeze going through his jacket. But there's so many variables. So if anyone is curious about how they can donate, we have a website, and it's the, well, and actually, Andrew, you set it up. What's the address exactly?
It's Thomas Paine Memorial, all one word, .org.
Yes.
So thomaspainemorial.org. We are not shy about asking for money. You'll be able to see how to do it pretty easily on the website.
That's good. Why don't you give the audience, because this is heard around the world, give the audience your own domains for Freedom From Religion Foundation and the Free Thought Society.
Well, mine's pretty easy. We could not get the title freethoughtsociety.org because it was already taken by someone who demanded a great deal of money. So if that person's listening right now, we sure could use him to free that up.
Hey.
But what we use now is ftsociety.org. F as in free, T as in thought, then the word society.org.
Andrew?
And the Freedom From Religion Foundation is ffrf.org. So you can find us there. And then, of course, thomaspainmemorial.org if you want to donate to this statue. And you can also see up on that page, you can see some of the early clay models that Zenos has been working on and sort. And we have up our mission statement and a few other photos, things like that. It's still a work in progress, but you can donate already.
All right. Well, that sounds good, though. I like the idea of seeing the work in progress on that. Yeah.
Yeah. And we're also hoping people will join us on June the 8th from France and England, because, you know, his legacy there is really important. And we'd love.
And there you have the statue in gold, right?
Yes. We have one in England in Thetford in gold, and the other in France across the street from the university. It's located in a park. It's quite lovely.
Was it major or a minor role that he played in the French Revolution, or what was he involved? Was he just an inspiration of the French, or what?
Well, first, let's say that I'll let Margaret answer this, but I just want to say first, you can attend the event on June 8th and find out. Yeah.
That's a good plug. Yeah.
That's a good plug. You're right.
All right. But go ahead, Margaret.
Well, the Rights of Man, of course, was the inspiration to many revolutions, including Ireland. And, you know, it just inspired people to free themselves from monarchy and the hold that these figures who wanted to control people and their thoughts and their lives. So, you know, this was an inspiration to the French to become a free country. But unfortunately, it got into the hands of vicious people who started killing in the name of revolution, which is what, you know, what took Thomas Paine into a jail situation, because he was an outspoken humanist. He thought life was important and did not advocate for killing.
What are your plans? Do you think this will become an annual event, or do you hope it will be? Or
I've been always celebrating Thomas Paine Day on June 8th since 1995, when I started writing proclamations for different cities. So we have proclamations all over the country. I like to write proclamations in the areas in which Thomas Paine lived, because it's nice to in the proclamation specify why that city should honor Thomas Paine on June 8th. So we'd love to see it continue to grow and have the celebration simultaneously happening across the world.
And I think eventually the goal would be to have this celebration in front of the statue that the Thomas Paine Memorial has put up in Washington, D.C., which really is the kind of the final end goal for that association that Margaret and I are a part of and asking people to donate to.
We talked about that last time. I want to, you know, end on a positive note, and this is great news to hear. But you said, Ben, maybe that he got a so-called minor role or put a bit in the shadow for different reasons, that he was a humanist and not an religious individual. So how has the reaction been to this, that you know, getting across to Washington, hopefully?
Well, the Age of Reason did cause a lot of turmoil for Thomas Paine because he criticized organized religion and priests and rabbis and all the people that wanted power through religion. Hmm. As a deist, Thomas Paine saw that the natural world was the signature and the language of a god, if any. So we honor that. We love the book, The Age of Reason. We think that if people could read that and understand how superstition is a dangerous thing to have in your life, and worshiping the unknown, such as gods, can be detrimental to freedom and your entire life happiness.
Yeah, I mean, I think the hope too is that Thomas Paine is undergoing something of a renaissance right now. I mean, we're seeing him quoted more often and on all sides of political aisles. We're kind of hoping that this is something that everybody can get behind. And the mission statement on the website, kind of explaining our goal, it kind of gets to that. There's no statue. There's no memorial. This is our nation's capital, and there's nothing for the man who named the United States of America. There's nothing to remember the man who convinced Americans to claim their independence. I mean, and that really is a huge gaping hole in our collective history and in the ability of the nation to kind of remember that. So I think it's absolutely worth doing, and we certainly hope to see is widespread support for it.
And Thomas Paine's legacy does not have any baggage. You know, you're not going to discover down the road that he did anything inappropriate or said anything inappropriate. What he did was he said all the right things at a very early stage where he was criticized for thinking about these things that we now cherish. So he should be honored for that.
Bravo. Yes, bravo. So 6:45 p.m., June 8th.
That's Eastern Standard Time. Eastern Daylight Time. Yeah, that's 3:45 p.m. Pacific Daylight Time.
Well, Martin, do you have anything else to add?
No, I'm all good. So thanks, Andrew and Margaret, for coming to the Sacred Foxhole again and sharing this great news.
Oh, it was my pleasure. Thank you for having me back on again. And here's to Margaret for putting together such a great event. I'm excited.
Well, thank you, and keep up the great work. I really enjoy your show.
Oh, well, thank you. Thanks. Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks, Andrew.
Yeah, thanks, Andrew. We'll talk to you next month.
Sounds good. My pleasure.
All right.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.